Tallahassee commissioners are going to get an update on several affordable housing initiatives in the works. That comes as the area grapples with both a rise in rent and blight. I'm Lynn Hatter. Interim City Manager Reese Goad says housing has been at the forefront of residents' minds for a while.
And maybe that's an issue trending in the United States, but we know our citizens are concerned about affordable housing, and that has lots of different definitions. Access to good quality affordable housing.
The city of Tallahassee has been exploring ways to increase affordable housing options. According to the rental tracker site Apartment List, the average price for two bedrooms is $980. A single costs $780. Furthermore, the city saw higher price increases than the national average. Goad says action is underway, but that the city needs partners.
We understand there are organizations like the Tallahassee Housing Authority that do good work. How can we help them? We're actively working to recruit a national company to come in and build affordable housing and actually create a community of affordable housing, which includes education and other components. It's a holistic approach.
One of the biggest projects on the city's list involves a planned redevelopment of the Orange Avenue apartment community. It stretches from Orange Avenue across to Magnolia. Initially designated to provide affordable housing, the structures have outlived their lifespan. And Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum has a vision of creating a mixed income community.
We're close to being approved on the planned purpose-built communities. Mm-hmm. Where not only will we see, a renaissance of new affordable housing pop up in an important part of our area, of our city.
Redevelopment of the Orange Avenue community has been part of housing talks for a while, and Goad says there will be an update on where that project and others go from here.
Ideas, whether it be like land trusts, where we have access to land, maybe we own land or we've acquired parcels of land through code enforcement activities, can we make them back available to the community? At a low or no cost that encourages affordable housing development.
The city has been purchasing several empty parcels and tearing down abandoned and dilapidated houses in the Bond neighborhood, located adjacent to FAMU. City officials are eyeing additional state and federal support to create more income-based units, but ongoing sweeps of the state housing trust fund mean less money is available for those efforts. The city commission will take up affordable housing next Wednesday afternoon at 1. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.